In Christian iconography, in the Eastern Catholic churches, the suffering of Jesus is not depicted in a violent manner, but the love that is depicted within the soul of the Savior is preeminent and most important. In other words, as an example to us, when things are bad, when you are betrayed, when people hate you, this is the moment when Christianity is most needed. This is the moment when you must decide, do I let evil and hatred invade my life and my heart? Or do I say, no, I refuse. I choose how I live and how I react. Because we know and we teach our children, sometimes there is little you can do to control the forces that attack your life, the things that you suffer from, whether they're physical, psychological, or spiritual. But what you can do is control and decide, how do I react to what has happened to me? The thing that I can control and the thing that life sometimes wants to manipulate out of my control, I should never let go of that. And Jesus on the cross, as an example to us, crucified, although those hands were the very hands that cured people, the feet that went to help people, betrayed by his closest apostles that spent 3 years with him as if they heard nothing of what he said, he chose to love and to work till the end. That freedom in the face of life's tragedies is the freedom that Christ offers to us. You can change the world if you help God change you. And when things are worse, and when things are very, very bad, people may say, why is God doing this to me? And I ask, how do you know it's God? Sometimes it's just life. Sometimes it's your neighbor. But what God is saying to you, even the worst of situations can be made better if you look at it and say, how can I respond in a positive Christian way, in a loving way? And if I don't have the power within me, then pray that God will give it to you. Slava Isusu Christu.